Welcome to Pet Safety Crusader Radio. Speeding your way quick as a greyhound, chatting more than a chihuahua, leaping over obstacles like a border collie, and barking out loud my better pet parenting messages, I am Denise Fleck, the Pet Safety Crusader, and I'm delighted to help you make a difference in the life of an animal. Today, we're coming to you live from the Cat Writers Blog Paws Conference in Phoenix, Arizona. But before we chat with the attendees, we have Beth Stultz of Pet Sitters International coming to us live from Winston-Salem, North Carolina, to talk about Take Your Dog to Work Day. It's tomorrow, June 24th. So no matter how much you already rock at taking care of your pets, please sit, stay, or just keep on doing whatever you're doing, but stay tuned and let's welcome Beth. Beth, how are you?
I am doing well. How are you doing, Denise?
I'm doing great here. It's a little bit noisy, so I hope we can all hear each other. But Beth, you're here because I want you to tell me what Take Your Dog to Work Day is, how long you've been doing it, how it came about, and all that fun stuff.
Sure. Pet Sitters International created Take Your Dog to Work Day in 1999. So this year actually marks the 18th annual event. But as you know, Pet Sitters International is an educational organization for professional pet sitters. And so we created Take Your Dog to Work Day as a unique way to give back to the pet community from which our members earn their living. And while the day is about having fun with dogs in the office or in the workplace, it's also for a very important purpose, and that's to promote pet adoptions.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Now, it is called Take Your Dog to Work Day, but do people try to bring other pets or do we kind of stick with the doggies?
Well, we find that dogs are the star on Take Your Dog to Work Day, but over the years we have had so many companies say, you know, either we're closed on Fridays or, you know, the cats want to get involved. And so actually the entire week leading up to Take Your Dog to Work Day is Take Your Pet to Work Week. So we see cats, birds, lizards, guinea pigs, all sorts of pets get involved during the week.
How great. Since you've been doing this, you said since 1999, do you know, I don't know if you would have any way of knowing this, but have any companies come on board and allow this to be a more regular thing with their, you know, with their employees and their pets?
You know, we don't have specific information on their long-term pet policies, but what we do hear, especially from companies that are participating for the first time, they tend to be a little apprehensive. They're not sure how to make it work. But then once they participate and Take Your Dog to Work Day for that first year, we always hear back that they're excited to participate year after year.
How great. And I mean, it just probably makes us more productive. You think people, you know, probably are spending a lot more time petting each other's animals. But, you know, having those adoring brown eyes look up at you, it creates a sense of calm and you just feel more at home. And, you know, once the initial greetings are over, I'm sure people do get work done, especially those that do this on a regular basis. I know me having my dogs by my side when I write is just such a luxury and a privilege.
You know, I think we hear that a lot from some companies. They think, will it be a distraction? But studies show, as you mentioned, pets reduce stress. Other studies have shown that employees are actually more creative with pets in the workplace. And they've also been shown to help coworkers get along and interact more.
Wow. Well, and you know, it's an important thing for us as pet parents to want to participate in things like this. But of course, we have to know our pets' manners and their own abilities and sense, you know, their comfort level with something like this. Because obviously, we ruin it for everybody if we take an untrained dog who's going to, you know, have accidents in the office or who, you know, is fearful of people and might growl or bite and get into a fight. So like everything in life, we need to know and hopefully aspire to have the kind of pet that would come to this, but we need to be smart.
That's true. You know, we have so many pet owners that want to participate because the event does help celebrate dogs and promote adoptions. But we always tell anyone interested to first, you know, do an office check. You do want to make sure that there's no one, there are no coworkers that have you know, a severe allergy or a severe fear of pets. And then also, once you get approval, make sure that your dog is fit for work. You really don't get a second chance to make a first impression. So you want to make sure your dog is well-behaved, comfortable around new people, and also that their shots are current, that they've been bathed and groomed, and that they're ready to come into the workplace.
Well, for me to do a shameless plug on my sequel of my children's books, but the second one was called Start Off on the Right Paw. And that's exactly what you said, you don't get a second chance to make a good first impression. And, you know, we are the advocates for our pets, and we want them to be ambassadors for their breed and their species. So we don't want to set them up for disaster. But if you have a pet that is, you know, well socialized and well trained, I think this is a fabulous thing to participate in.
That's exactly right. You want to make sure your pet's prepared. And also, we tell pet owners that they should be prepared also. Make sure there are no toxic items within paw's reach in the office. Prepare a doggy bag. Plan the pet's feeding times carefully. And also avoid forcing coworkers to interact with your dogs. So when pets are on their best behavior and their owners are on their best behavior, the event is really such a fun time for all involved.
Sounds like a fabulous day all over the country. Do you know if it goes beyond the states?
It does. We have heard from participants across the United States, Canada, Australia, the Virgin Islands, the UK. So we're hearing about global participation this year.
That is just fabulous. So in summary, obviously it's a fun time for the pet parents, and the dogs don't have to be left home on this particular day or, you know, in the week proceeding to it. But what is it that Pet Sitters International hopes to achieve by, you know, offering and promoting the Take Your Dog to Work Day?
We believe that this event can help promote pet adoption, that it gives coworkers without pets the opportunity to see that special pet-human bond firsthand. And so our goal is that through the event, your coworkers will be encouraged to adopt a new best friend of their own.
Fabulous. So we hope everybody has fun with their dogs this week and that some get some new forever homes. Beth, it's always a pleasure talking with you. Four Paws Up for Pet Sitters International and Take Your Dog to Work Day. I hope to talk to you again soon.
Thank you, Denise.
And just on another note, because we mentioned it last week, Lisa Brambilla and BioEarn for Pets, that's BioEarn the number 4 pets.com is having a special promotion. If you go to their website tomorrow, the company that has the most people sign up for the newsletter will get an amazing basket from Dogs Drink Coffee. It's a fabulous business. It is not coffee for dogs. It's coffee for us humans, and it's was inspired by a dog. So please do check out BioEarnForPets.com and also our good friends at Pet Sitters International at PetSit.com, or you know, and make sure you hire or get a real pet sitter when you do need somebody to care for your furry family members. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be back with Judy Helm Wright. Don?
Hey, pet lovers.
Yes.
Don, I'm going to try a different microphone for a minute.
Okay.
So that my guest can, that's next to me, might sound better.
You love your pet. When you use holistic medicine, their healthcare options expand. The American Holistic Veterinary Medical Foundation funds vital holistic research for your pet and your vet. Help us find these answers. Donate now. Go to helphealanimals.org. Donate for holistic research. Your pet will thank you, unless it's a cat. They expect you to do the right thing. Helphealanimals.org.
I am the Pet Safety Crusader. And although I have taught more than 10,000 humans animal life-saving skills, I know there are so many more dogs and cats who could benefit from their people learning better pet parenting. That's why I travel far and wide teaching you to keep your pets safe and help them live longer, happier, healthier lives. So please sit, stay, or just keep on doing what you're doing. But join me Thursdays at 1 p.m. on BBS Radio for each episode of Pet Safety Crusader Radio to learn, share, and become the bow, wow, wonderful person your pet knows you can be.
Listen up, animal lovers. You can support your local animal shelters and welfare organizations for free. Just shop online through adoptashelter.com. It's easy. Go to adoptashelter.com, pick the organization you want to support, and then connect to over 750 of your favorite online stores, including Amazon, Expedia, Macy's, Office Depot, Walmart, and Zazzle. Then shop like you normally do. Everything you buy earns a cash donation for the animal welfare organization of your choice. And you always pay the exact same prices as going to the merchant directly. Simply click, shop, and donate at adoptashelter.com.
You are back with Pet Safety Crusader Radio, and I'm coming to you live from the Blog Paws Cat Writers Conference here in very, very warm, or should I say, H-O-T, Phoenix, Arizona. So I'm sure you hear a lot of the excitement in the background. We have bloggers from all over the country, probably international. We have cat writers. We have vendors. We have people in all walks of the animal world life. And trust me, we have animals of all shapes and sizes. Little dogs, medium dogs, big dogs. I was purring with a little kitty last night. My roommate had a rat crawling on her shoulder, and it was a pet rat. No fears out there. And I got the delight of watching ferrets of all creatures in the little potty area this morning. And I know we don't usually talk about being delighted by seeing animals go potty, but well, some of us pet parents do talk about things like that. But it's just amazing to see all of these species cohabitating. But what we're going to be doing right now is we're going to be talking with Judy Helm Wright. She's a fellow member of the Women in the Pet Industry Network, which I am part of. And Judy is truly an intuitive and wise woman. She has a rich background in hospice and family relationship coaching and is also a personal historian, renowned author, and publisher. And her company is the Animal Human Connection, but she has some other things going here too. So, Judy, I want to talk to you a little bit about a difficult subject, pet loss, because we all hate to say goodbye to our pets. But sometimes with our animals, the grief is deeper, yet other people don't understand. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Well, I think there's a number of things that go into that, and I am a pet grief coach. And one of the things is that for many, many, many people, that is the only unconditional love they have experienced in their life. And so it's very pure. And so that is a grief that is so deep. For other people who come to me for assistance, it's like the straw that breaks the camel's back. They have cared for aging parents. They've raised difficult children. They've gone through the recession. They've lost a home. They've done everything and been so strong. And their animal companion has been with them the whole way. And then the dog dies. And it's almost like it's overwhelming. And so the grief is so deep and so personal. And for others in the workplace, they don't understand it. They don't understand that our pets are our family. We are a fur family.
Exactly. And I cringe so many times because sometimes when somebody loses a pet, somebody else will come up to them and say, "So are you going to get another one?"
Oh, yeah.
And it's just like, you know, you can't, it's not like replacing a pair of shoes or getting a dress that's worn out. It is a family member. And some people just don't get that. And I have just found that in my personal life, somehow another animal does come to me, and actually loving another one has been the best healing for grief. It never replaces the one we've lost. And, you know, sometimes some people aren't as lucky that as me as that one just finds me. Sometimes they have to go look when they're ready, but it isn't something you need to rush into, right?
Well, Denise, and because you and I have discussed before that we both come from a place of spirituality, I feel that the spirit of the pet who has left oftentimes guides us to the next one, helps us to find not their replacement, because each pet and each person in our family is unique, but guides us to the one that will help teach us the life lessons we're ready to learn on the next chapter of our life. So it's fun to be in tune and to remember what we've learned from that pet and be ready to learn new lessons with a new pet when it's time.
You almost got me tearful over what you're saying, because, you know, all of the animals I have loved, and they have loved me so unconditionally. I know sometimes I feel they're holding on because they don't want to say goodbye, or they know I'm in such pain. And I can just totally see how that love, that pure love in another chapter, whatever everybody believes it is, they do try to reach out to us and help us heal further. And there are different steps of healing, or I should say of grief, for animals, just like there are for people, correct?
Oh, absolutely. And because the members, the pets are members of our fur family, they will grieve. They will not know how to handle it. They'll not know what happened. And it's been my experience that if the survivors, the siblings, and that's human and fur covered, are present when the dog or the cat has the good death, the euthanasia, and they have an opportunity to smell the body and to surround the body and to share in our sorrow around the body, that grief is shortened. They understand. They don't think, my friend has run off. They put him in the car and they took him and he's never come back. So it's very true. They do grieve. They do grieve, and they may very well howl after the death of a member of the family, just like we howl when we're sad. But there are ways that we can lessen that. One of the things that happens is the remaining pets need more cuddling. They need more attention. And we need more cuddling with them. So it's a synergy of love.
Exactly. We complement, because sometimes it's the pet maybe that wasn't the alpha that is left behind. And now it's their time to shine. But I'm so glad you brought that up, because so many of us are often so wrapped up in our grief for the pet, and we're not realizing the other animals in the household are sensing or feeling something. And I remember a situation where my Sheltie passed away in her sleep, and my black lab was so sensitive and kept looking and sniffing, but I had another dog, an Akita Border Collie, that was almost fearful and afraid to come towards the deceased pet. Of course, it had to be one of those days. They finally paved our road. We had a dead-end road that led to a reservoir. We couldn't leave to get little Duchess to the crematorium for a while, so she was there all day. But it just made me think about how animals, like people, handle death differently, right? Because some of us, none of us like to deal with it, but some of us cope in, you know, ways that are more constructive or healthy for ourselves, mm-hmm. where others don't. And animals also have a different way of dealing with things. So it's important we're sensitive to that, but also that we do give the remaining pets their moment in the sun to speak and to shine.
Well, Denise, I'd really like to add something too about children in this thing, and a lot of my background is in early education, and how a child is, how the important adults in a child's life handle his first experience with death will flavor how he feels the rest of his life. So if when their first pet dies, if the parents are honest with them and they talk to them and they cry and they allow them to cry and they bury the pet, or they do whatever the child needs to do, they plant a tree, they do whatever, then that child will grow up knowing that all life has respect, that all life has meaning. I talked with a man one time who came home from school, and his mother said, take the garbage out. He took the garbage out, and his cat was in the garbage can. His father had just thrown him away. He had been hit by a car. And he said for the rest of his life, he felt that his parents didn't honor life and that he should not form deep relationships. And he was unable to really share feelings.
Oh, my goodness. I can't even imagine that. Let's give everybody a moment to sit on that while we take a break. And we're going to come back and address this more, because this is such an important thing. So sit, stay, or keep on doing whatever you're doing. But don't touch that dial, internet connection, or phone line. We will be back.
Finest Fetch Dog Treats. It's more than a treat. Go to finestfetch.com. Made with the best quality human-grade ingredients and made in the USA. There is nothing like it. Your best friend will just gobble them up. and it's like eating a home-cooked meal. The treats have an unbelievable recipe. Chicken biscuit with blue cheese, rosemary and thyme, tacos, peanut butter and jelly, bagel and lox, wow, plus more. My producer eats them, and his dog eats them too, and he said they are healthy and delicious. I'm not kidding. So you must go to finestfetch.com. I'll spell it for you, finestfetch.com. Your best friend will love you for it.
Hey, pet lovers, listen up. I would like to introduce you to Lenstatin. If your pet has failing eyesight due to cataracts, then you need to check this out. Lenstatin, the world's only cataract protection developed by Dr. Scott Tunis, board-certified ophthalmologist and a nationally recognized expert in cataract surgery. Lenstatin, a human source supplement made right here in the USA that you can even use for yourself. For more information, go to Lenstatin.com. That's LENSTATIN, Lenstatin.com. If you tell them that All Paws sent you, you will receive 10% off their already low prices. So go to Lenstatin.com today. Your pet will thank you.
Mozzie Pants, adorable and functional dog clothing, offering pants and tops made from cotton or fleece. Walking pants and tops keep the outdoor grime outdoors, offering full coverage of legs and tummy. No more toweling off at the door or snow mats. Ditch the cone covers wounds and hot spots. The original pants give support for incontinence, marking, submissive peeing, and females in heat. Made in the USA by women. Order today at mozziepants.com. M-O-Z-Z-I-E pants.com or call 206-283-6570. Mozzie Pants.
And you are back with the Pet Safety Crusader live from the Blog Paws Cat Writers Conference in Phoenix, Arizona. Yes, it is sweltering, at least for many of us that aren't used to this. But it's a wonderful, wonderful event with humans and animals cohabitating. And we're here talking with Judy Helmwright, and she just brought up a really interesting point about pet loss in our children. And it's kind of even plays off of what I was talking about a moment ago with Beth Stultz of Pet Sitters International and Take Your Dog to Work Day. It's all about you can't make a good, you know, can't make a second first impression, so to speak. And if you don't speak with children correctly about the passing of an animal, sometimes it's something that will stay with them, or maybe I can even say haunt them for a lifetime. So, Judy, was there something more you wanted to add about, you know, the proper way to speak to children about the death of a pet?
Well, a little shameless self-promotion. If you go to one of my websites, Artichoke Press, I have written a great book for parents, grandparents, and other caring adults called How to Explain Death, Grief, and Loss to Children. And it's a great book, very inexpensive, and I would encourage you to go there and check it out.
Awesome. So please, please do that. And for some of you that are wondering about the process when we do have to say goodbye to our pets, the word euthanasia, and I know a lot of people won't say these words, and I personally think it's important we say them, especially when we're talking about the rescue community and we're doing this needlessly. But when we're doing it, you know, for a kind, humane way of sending our pet on to the next chapter, some of us may want to know. And what is the website where you have some information?
You can find us on animalhumanconnection.com, but then it's also linked to deathofmypet.com. And I'm Judy Helmwright. Just Google me. You'll find me all over the place.
Fabulous. Well, this is just such important stuff. And I know nobody wants to think about the goodbyes, but the more we prepare for them, the more we do make it easier for ourselves and our pets in crossing. And, you know, very often we do pre-grieve. So let's talk about that a bit. And then we're going to talk about blog paws. We'll end on a happy note here.
Okay. Actually, that's called anticipatory grief. It's a actual term, and it's called where we're grieving in anticipation of an event. A lot of times people with terminal illness in their family or some other disease will worry about it more, how they will handle it after it happens, than they do after it happens. So sometimes afterwards, it's almost a relief. But I know that as humans, when we adopt a pet, we know in our heads that the chances are 99 and 44/100 that we are going to outlive them. But our heart doesn't always understand that. And so sometimes we have that as we think, oh my gosh, they're getting 14 years old, they're getting 15 years old, they're getting gray in the muzzle. We start anticipating that grief instead of just loving and enjoying every single day that we have together. So I would just like to encourage you to know that your pets are a gift to you just as much as you are a gift to them, and really love them and enjoy them.
Judy, it was fabulous having you here today. Please check out animalhumanconnection.com. And like Judy said, if we need to learn from our animals by living in the moment, take that time and really smell that rose. Take that time and give that belly rub. I know you just came in from a long day's work, but, you know, drop the briefcase or the backpack or the purse and, you know, really spend some quality time with our animals because they do so much for us. Thank you so much for being here today. I know we'll talk more. Bye-bye. And we're going to have more guests here from Blog Paws, but let me tell you a little bit about why I am here. And I am here because I am going to be speaking on the Fear-Free panel tomorrow with Drs. Marty Becker and Elizabeth Collarin. And what Fear-Free Initiative is all about that Dr. Marty Becker started is that kitty cats very often don't get the veterinary care they need because they're fearful. And getting a cat in a carrier to go to the veterinarian can be a scary process. And then the kitty has to sit on the cold metal table and it has a veterinarian's, you know, hands poking at it, possibly giving an injection. So there are so many things we can do to help our pets understand that our veterinarians are their second best friend. We're their first best friend. We're their best friend. But and that's actually what the Pet Safety Crusader here does. I go around teaching pet first aid and CPR because I want to teach you what to do before an emergency happens, but also by doing your weekly head-to-tail checkups and getting your pets really familiar with the human touch, you can really lessen those traumatic times for them. Also, whether you have a dog or a cat, I think it's a fabulous thing, kitties in a carrier with their favorite blanket or your dog in his harness, to once in a while take them to the vet's office, sit down, give them some treats, and leave. Because that way they realize every time they go in the car to the vet's office, it's not for an injection in the behind, you know, that it can be an okay thing. So the more we desensitize pets, the better it is for them in so many facets. It's just like when you train, you want to get them used to different surfaces and different noises. But enough about me and what I'm going to be talking about tomorrow. Right now, I'm lucky enough to have the Blog Paws campaign manager, Bernard Lima Chavez, sitting right here next to me. And he also has his own blog, Dog and His Boy blog at gmail.com. Oh, well, that's actually the email address. So it would be dogandhisboy.com. And we're going to talk to Bernard a little bit. Bernard, we have a little mic thing going on, so we're going to have to get up close and personal
that's
here.
Fine.
But tell me about Blog Paws, what your role is in it, and the whole bit. We're all delighted to be here.
Hi, my name is Bernard Lima Chavez. I do work for Blog Paws as a campaign manager. I work One component of the Blog Paws community is having sponsored content. So the bloggers are writing content to support brands. And what I do is I work with the bloggers to get them the information they need to produce the best content for those brands, and help answer their questions, get them the key messaging points, SEO terms, images, those sorts of things, and answer their questions and help facilitate them getting their blog post up on time, getting the information to the sponsors, and delivering what the brand is looking to achieve with that particular sponsored campaign.
Got it. So there's more to it than just sitting down at your computer and writing information. There has to be a way to get it out there. So you either need people to sponsor your blog, or sometimes bloggers are sponsored by companies and their blog appears on those company websites.
Well, those things do happen. But at BlogPubs, we also have we work with brands that are looking to reach out to social media influencers. Sometimes, often that's bloggers, but sometimes it could be Instagrammers or other social media platforms where people have a lot of influence. And they're looking to reach those people to communicate some information about their products or their services. And so they come to us, and then we help them identify the right bloggers that are going to be a good fit for the messaging and the branding for that company, and get them the bloggers the information they need to help deliver that information out there that aligns with what the brand is looking to communicate.
Fabulous. Well, I'm all about the writing and the blogging myself, but where do how do you reach out to the brands? Do they come to you? How does, if somebody out there is interested in obtaining a blogger, what would the process be?
What they could do is BlogPubs is a part of Pet 360 Media. So some of the Pet 360 Media digital team are working directly with these brands to help bring some of these campaigns in. A lot of brands reach out directly to us. They could reach out to Chloe DeVita or Felissa Elfenbein. Those would be the two key contacts within the BlogPubs team if a sponsor or brand was interested in working with some of our influencers.
Fabulous. So you've heard it from both ends now. So what I would like Bernard to chat with me about before he goes off and does some more missions here around this crazy place that's going on with people and animals is to tell me a little bit about Dog and His Boy. What do you blog about?
Dog and a Boy is it's my personal blog. It started as a hobby. I write primarily about deaf dogs. I have two deaf dogs. I have two hearing dogs. When I adopted my first deaf dog 3.5 years ago, I knew nothing about deaf dogs. I didn't know how to train them or communicate with them. So I did a little bit of research, and I discovered there really wasn't a whole lot of information out there. There's a great not-for-profit called Deaf Dogs Rock, and that was a great resource for me. I became close with the founder of that, Christina Lee. I began to help her as a rescue partner, transporting animals, deaf dogs in need from one location to another. I did write a couple of blog posts for her as a guest blogger, and she encouraged me, and I started to write my own blog just as a hobby, just as a way for me to begin to communicate more information, to join the conversation, to help other pet parents who had dogs that are deaf or are going deaf, and how they can begin to communicate and train their dogs.
Fabulous. And I am familiar with Christina and Deaf Dogs Rock. You'll be hearing about it because she and I are cooking something up. So
yay.
In weeks to come, you will be hearing more about that. But just another note to never judge. And again, this is a shameless plug for my children's book series. Don't judge a book by its cover. But, you know, you never want to judge an animal by its fur color, by its breed, by where it came from, or any characteristics. Animals are so amazing because they don't carry that baggage. They don't laugh at the dog with three legs or the cat with one eye. So it's just awesome. And I love what you're doing. And thank you for pulling together along with your team this BlogPubs conference. Give us your website once more, and we will send you out of here to do your job.
Great. You can actually find my blog at dogandhisboy.com. All letters, dogandhisboy.com.
Fabulous. Bernard, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Continue with your great work here. And we're going to take a quick break and we'll be back.
And this is a sign for I love you.
Over ride in the car, doesn't matter how far. She shines like a star when we go for a ride in the car.
Hey, cat lovers, listen up. Goo fur is the only way and the best way to medicate and to help you with giving supplements to your cats. Goo fur, spelled G-O-O-F-U-R-R. Goo fur is a natural paste that works as a delivery system for your cat's medication and supplements. Goo Fur is the proud winner of the 2014 Editor's Choice Awards presented by Cat Fancy. This is what I want you to do. Go to goofur.com. I'll spell it out for you again. GOOFURR.com. When you dread pill time, then get Goo Fur.
As a dog owner, you know that dogs can eat just about anything. But when food becomes a health troublemaker, or your animal has been on antibiotics or heavy meds, or GI issues set in, your animal's gut may be out of balance and needs Goo Gut Rescue. Goo Gut Rescue is 100% natural and veterinarian prebiotic and probiotic formulated to rescue your animal's gut from bad bug dominance. Remember, your dog's total health begins with gut health. Don't delay. Visit GooGutRescue.com.
Listen up, pet lovers. The best way to keep your pets safe and your car seats clean is by purchasing StageAx. Now you can take your pets with you and keep your car seats clean with a highly durable mat and never worry. Keep your car clean, keep your pets safe, and keep yourself happy with StageAx. This is what I want you to do. Go to StageAx.com. I'll spell it for you. StayJax.com. StayJax.com. Now you can enjoy traveling with your pets and keep them safe and keep your car seats clean.
And you are back with the Pet Safety Crusader. We are live from hot, hot, hot Phoenix, Arizona today with dogs and cats and ferrets. I'm not sure if I've seen any birds. I did see a rodent or two, and those are pet rodents. Nothing, you know, to blame the hotel about here. These are the loving ones that are crawling all over people and having a great time. And we're just having a fabulous time. And I was so excited this morning when I was taking a moment to myself to bump into Roger Moore. Roger is the president and founder of Pawtree. That's spelled Pawtree, and it's a pet nutritional and wellness company. You have to check out their website. We're going to give you all that information. But first, I want to talk to Roger a little bit more about how this came about, why he decided he needed to make a new brand of pet food with all of the ones out there, and how it's different. Roger, welcome.
Thank you, Denise. So good to be here. And I was delighted to bump into you this morning as well. It's a fun event. So I guess what I would say when people ask me why did I found this company and what makes it different, I spent over a decade in the pet industry, and I found that there was really a better way to do three things. And here are the three things that make us super unique. The first is that we have really high quality nutrition, and it's just we start with incredible products that make a difference. And the second thing that builds on that is that it's customized and personalized. And that's kind of a fun thing to explain to people. And here's what I mean by customized nutrition is that we allow a pet parent to go online to our website and fill out a pet profile. So they include their pet's age, weight, breed, allergies, etc. And based on everything that they tell us about their pet, we then have an algorithm that recommends back to them real time the right one of our proprietary recipes of pet food, supplements, treats, and basically builds a customized nutrition plan that's right for that particular pet. And then the really fun part, they can upload a photo of their pet and it prints on the bag of food. They can name the bag of food. So for example, one of my dog's names is Bella and the other is Jojo. And so we have Bella and Jojo's Delight printed on the food with their photos on it and a custom nutrition plan delivered to the door. So it's really fun. And then the third thing, briefly, that makes us really unique and different is the fact that we don't sell through any stores. So the way we get our message out there and our products out there is through people and word of mouth and relationships. And we allow people to share our concept with others and earn a commission for doing it. And so it's a really nice way for people who have a passion for pets to marry that passion with an income opportunity to build a little extra, you know, residual income by earning a commission when people order the products as they share it. So that's what makes us unique.
Well, that's fabulous, Roger, and I think some of the listeners may have heard this before, but my whole reason for getting into writing children's books was because in my high school animal care class, I was teaching the kids how to read pet food labels because it's so important. I mean, if we put mayonnaise and rocks in our car, it's not going to go. So the same thing with our pets. We really need to give them, and they're part of the family. And what I found out is that although kids don't always listen to their parents, parents do listen to their kids. And I found when I was teaching the children, they went home and told mom and dad, and mom and dad actually started buying better quality, or at least paying attention to the food they were buying for the family dog or cat. And, you know, I thought instead I was going to get these angry parents that are saying, what do you mean we can't go through the drive-through type store for, you know, our pet food for Fluffy? And it's just amazing. So that's what, you know, got me writing the children's books, because I felt that by teaching children, they were going to share with parents, grandparents, different generations, aunts and uncles. And the food is fabulous that you've created. I will tell the viewers, I'm proud to be a pet pro myself. And not only is it the food, because Pet Safety Crusader here is ecstatic because you have some other products that are really helpful and a great complement to the pet first aid kits I'm always talking about. Why don't you tell us about some of those? Because you certainly know what they are.
Sure, happy to. We have a whole host of supplements, and it's amazing how when you know what issues a pet has or is experiencing, you can really dial in a great nutrition plan to address all those issues, and they just go away. It's amazing how many of the pet issues that we see and deal with are nutrition related. So I'll give you a few examples, but as you mentioned earlier, you can go to the website and see all of them at pawtree.com. But a few of the examples of really wonderful supplements and nutritional products, one is our wild Alaskan salmon oil. It's probably our most popular supplement, and it's complete. It's literally just wild Alaskan salmon oil. It's the only ingredient in in this product, and it's an amazing source of omega-3s and omega-6s formulated for pets in the right ratio, in the right 10-to-1 ratio of omega-3s to omega-6s. And I will tell you, you know, even as a human, my doctor suggests that I take a fish oil supplement, which I do, unless I forget. I take it every day. And it really helps on the cellular level of health for all of our bodies. And it's no different for our pets. It literally helps on the cellular level. It makes everything that's happening on the inside of the body function better when you've got a great omega-3 and omega-6 source of supplements. So that's one that is really popular and gets great results. I can tell when I'm out traveling, like today, and you know, in a different location, my daughters feed our dogs, and sometimes after I've been on a trip and I come home, sometimes if they have forgotten to feed the salmon oil, I actually can tell just by seeing the skin and coat of the dogs, because it makes such a difference. We also have a wonderful joint support product that is excellent for dogs that have, you know, achy joints and stiff joints, and maybe have a difficult time getting around. We have an incredible superfood seasoning, which is a really wonderful way of bringing antioxidants to the pet through. It's basically a freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, just raw freeze-dried fruits and vegetables. We've got many others, but I guess one more I would list for those interested is our Gastro Pro Plus. And the Gastro Pro Plus is a wonderful blend of probiotics and prebiotics and digestive enzymes and digestive herbs. And what that does, as you may guess by the name, is it addresses all things GI related. So if you've got a dog with bad gas or loose stool, or a dog that likes to eat its own poop, I know it's kind of a gross thing, but it's amazing how many pets do this. Those are all signs of a difficult digestive system. Maybe it could be the food or products that they're already eating, or it might just be they've got a difficult GI system. And this product, it's amazing how we have been called miracle workers for people who just thought that was something they had to deal with their pets. And you know, once they tried this product and realized that those issues can go away with a natural supplement, we've really become heroes to a lot of people who had those issues, as you can imagine.
Awesome possum, as I say. Yeah, and it's amazing because sometimes people just think they have to deal with that with a pet. And like you mentioned earlier, when you fill out your pet's profile, that will be a question or a check mark, a little box you can check off if your pet does have problems with going maybe in the cat's litter box and consuming the catsicles, as we nicely call them, or having gas or something. And then you would be recommended to possibly go on the GastroPlus to help the need. And one thing I just always like to remind people, sometimes our pets can eat the same food, but sometimes even two dogs from the same litter are different, just like us, you know, two siblings. One may have a peanut allergy, one, you know, may have trouble processing corn or something. So it's important to really tune in, and this is a great way to do it by filling out a profile for each of your pets, finding the food. You don't have to lug that 40-pound bag of kibble home anymore. It's just awesome. And I must say, because I have a lot of people that, you know, are in the know about animals and food and have done their research, and they may be feeding one diet or another, I'm just going to put out there that I, too, do feed a raw diet to my pets for dinner. However, Paw Tree is an excellent complement to that, because everybody out there knows the Pet Safety Crusader is all about pet disaster preparedness too. And there can come a time where we don't have refrigeration. So I always, always, always want my dog's system to use to kibble, and obviously to a high quality kibble. So they get Paw Tree in the morning as their cereal. Sometimes they'll get a spoonful of yogurt and some fresh blueberries too. But if you actually look at and read the label of what's in Paw Tree, it's just like having a basket of fresh produce and fresh meat as well. Is there something you'd like to say about that?
Well, I think it's a very good point. And we do come across a lot of raw feeders in our in our crusades, so to speak. And it's been really fun to talk to people who have made that selection to feed a raw diet, because we're a really nice complement, as you mentioned, for those who want to augment with some kibble, or to have, you know, kibble as part of the diet. Or also our supplements, as I mentioned, our superfood is literally freeze-dried raw fruits and vegetables. So it's a wonderful topper that you can put on on the dish. Our salmon oil is literally just salmon oil, so that's very appropriate for a raw diet. And all of our treats are freeze-dried raw meats and vegetables and fruits. So one of our most popular is our chicken, apples, and spinach, which literally those are the only three ingredients in it, and they're all freeze-dried raw. So we do make a wonderful either kind of augmentation to a raw diet, and I've certainly had others who have tried a raw diet, and maybe it's just very difficult for them to keep up with, and they really, once they learned about Paw Tree, found that it's a very nice, convenient alternative to a complete raw diet. So yeah, I think I'm glad you brought that up, because it is something that we come across a lot, and we can be a really nice complement to those raw feeders out there.
Fabulous, Roger. It was great having you with us today. Enjoy the rest of the conference, and I know I'll be in touch.
Thank you.
We're going to take a quick break now. Thank you.
Hey, pet lovers, listen up. New health equals new life by giving your pets a 100% natural jerky treat using 100% human-grade ingredients. Family-owned, made, and sourced in the USA. No chemicals, no additives, high in protein, and grain-free limited ingredients jerky treats. This is what I want you to do. Go to www.newhealthpet.com. Turkey, chicken, wow, chicken, an apple, and sweet potato jerky treats for your dog. Created to be high in vitamins and minerals, but low in fat. Incredible. Just go to newhealthpet.com. Once again, newhealthpet.com. Your pet will love you for it.
Being the one who makes a difference is what I am all about. I am the Pet Safety Crusader, and my superpower is helping people to help their pets. So I come to you via the airwaves, sharing the latest 411 on how you can help your pets live longer, happier lives by your side. So please sit, stay, or just keep on doing what you're doing, but join me Thursdays at 1 p.m. on BBS Radio for each episode of Pet Safety Crusader Radio to learn, share, and become that awesome person your pet knows you can be.
Hey, pet lovers, listen up. No more fleas and no more ticks with the No More Tick Spray. All natural, non-toxic, and even safe enough for you to use on yourself. It smells great. You have to try it. It really works. This is what I want you to do. Go to www.newhealthpet.com. www.nomoreticks.com. Once again, nomoreticks.com. Your pet will love you for it. Go to nomoreticks.com.
This is the Pet Safety Crusader, who is just wagging her tail with excitement over being at the Blog Paws Cat Writers Conference. I'm delighted that I'm going to be speaking with Dr. Marty Becker and Dr. Elizabeth Collarin tomorrow on the Fear Free Initiative about teaching cats. But, you know, this also applies to our puppy dogs. Some of them are just frightened to death about going to the vet, and then they don't get the care they need. So we're going to be speaking on ways that you at home can help your pets. And the doctors are going to be talking about ways veterinarians can change up their practices a little bit and make it a little more friendly, fear-free. Fear-free initiative is what it's called, and it's just so important so that they get those checkups and stay well for a long, long, happy time with us. My goodness, what a long show, and we have a little bit more to go, but we started off talking with Beth Stoltz about Take Your Dog to Work Day, and that is tomorrow, Friday, June 24th. But companies out there, sometimes it's the week prior to it, and sometimes you can even extend it a few days. So, you know, think about opening up your doors to the furry family members that often have to stay at home while their moms and dads are at work. Obviously, we want the parents to be sure that it's a pet that will do well in that environment. But what an amazing thing to, you know, have your pet by your side. I feel so blessed that, you know, I teach pet first aid and I write from home and I get to do this radio show usually with my Akitas, one on each side of me. Today they are home with dad while I'm at this conference. But it's just such an amazing thing to share your life with an animal and to really be able to get to spend, you know, the daytime with them as well. But even if you don't on a regular basis, make sure that when you do come home from work or school or wherever you are, that you spend quality time every day with your pets. Zoeia is a recently coined word that is actually scientific proof that animals do help us to live happier, healthier, longer lives. Scientific studies have been done to prove that animals lower our blood pressure. Children that grow up with animals often develop stronger immune systems. Also, a person or a child that bonds with an animal often becomes a more empathetic human being. Just by really tuning into that animal, we learn to appreciate and be more compassionate towards our fellow humans. By having a dog that needs to be walked, we get our butts up off the couch and we do exercise. Many people have actually kicked the habit and stopped smoking because we have found out that secondhand smoke is equally bad for our dogs and cats. So for all they do for us, make sure you spend quality time with your pet every day. So do, if you can, participate in Take Your Dog to Work Day. And I want to remind you to go to bioearn4pets.com. And if you sign up tomorrow, the company that has the most people sign up, you'll see all of the information when you go to the website, an amazing basket of Dog Drinks Coffee will be sent to that company. And Dog Drinks Coffee is a new, relatively new company inspired by an animal. And it is coffee for the humans. We don't give coffee to our dogs or cats. I will put that out there real brief with my pet first aid lesson. Coffee contains, you know, obviously caffeine, just like chocolate contains theobromine, which is both a cardiac stimulant and a diuretic. And not a good thing for our puppies, but we all know we need that caffeinated go-go juice to get us going some mornings. So it would be a wonderful thing for your company if you could win this by checking out BioEarn for Pets. And if you are considering a pet sitting career, don't forget to check out PetSit.com, Pet Sitters International. I was so lucky to find here at Blog Paws Judy Helm Wright. This is her first time at Blog Paws, and I think she's having a fabulous time making connections, and that's what we're all doing here. So if you have lost a pet recently, or you know it's on the horizon, or even if you have a puppy, it's never too soon to just know what to expect, but also maybe it'll make you more compassionate towards a friend that loses a pet. Check out animalhumanconnection.com. Of course, I'm throwing a lot of websites at you, but we had so many people on the show today. We had Bernard Lima Chavez, who's the campaign manager of Blog Paws. So if you want to become a blogger, maybe you ought to check out blogpaws.com and check out Bernard's own personal website, dogandhisboy.com, so you can see how it's done and how it's done right. And he was telling us about, you know, hooking up with the brand. And that's one of the reasons the Pet Safety Crusader is here too, besides speaking, because as you all know, I'm going on my 2016 Southern U.S. Pet Safety Tour this fall, where I'm going to be in 18 cities teaching pet first aid at animal shelters, teaching pet disaster preparedness at fire stations to EMS workers, and even in the park to us regular old dog and cat folk need to know what to do before an emergency happens. And I'm going to also be doing children's book readings. So I am looking for superheroes to champion my adventure. And when we're done on the radio here today, I'm going to go out and meet some. But also, I would love for you to check out Pawtree, that's pawtree.com/sunnydoginc with a K, SunnyDoginc, and see if maybe there's a food right for your dog. Food is coming for kitties in the very near future, but right now there's a fabulous wellness program for our pets. And in addition to the ones Roger talked about, Roger Moore, the president and founder, was here chatting with us. I, as a Pet Safety Crusader, love the ear wash and ear dry, and I'm a huge fan of the skin support and the all-natural flea and tick spray. These are things that if you get them on yourself, they're no problem. I've actually used the skin support on, you know, bug bites myself, but it's very soothing with chamomile and other herbal ingredients, and it really promotes healing, you know, especially if you have a dog. My roomy dog at the conference was actually licking her paw, and there was no cut, but she's just made it really sore, and I'm going to grab some of that spray and put it on it the moment I see her next. So for all our pets do for us, just keep on researching and listening and finding out new products and ways to help them. Do check out my website, sunnydoginc.com. And I just thank you so doggone much for listening today. My pack and I have paws and fingers crossed that you'll have a healthy and happy lifetime with your pet. But I remember, I always personally challenge you each week to do something to make the difference in a life of a pet. I look forward to having you hear me each week. Next week, you're going to certainly be hearing from Yvonne DeVita, the whole head honcho of Blog Paws, and we're going to get a whole wrap-up about all of the things that happened here from now through Sunday. So I look forward to having you hear me then. This is the Pet Safety Crusader signing off and wishing you a bow-wow wonderful day. She wants to go for a ride in the car. Doesn't matter.